Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. The former Jenkintown urgent care employee accused of posing as a nurse and sexually assaulting 11 women has waived his preliminary hearing. His lawyer says he's accepting responsibility and is working towards redemption. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Charges against 33-year-old Ramon Garcia include multiple counts of aggravated indecent assault, invasion of privacy, and impersonating a medical professional. Garcia was a medical assistant at Carbon Health in Jenkintown when prosecutor Lauren Marvel says he used this job to
pass himself off as a nurse and to sexually assault women and invade their privacy by forcing them to urinate in front of him for drug screens, touching them, by groping them, all under the guise of medical treatment, but it was for his sexual gratification.
Marvel notes the courage of Garcia's accusers for being willing to come forward and notes his waiver of his preliminary hearing spared them having to testify. Garcia's lawyer, Paul Lang, says it's early in the process, but his client's working towards taking responsibility.
He's a father of six. He has never been in trouble before in his life, and he is going to be working on these issues in his life. He has an elderly mother. He's concerned about her, and he's someone who is going to figure out what the hell happened here.
Next up for Garcia is a formal arraignment in Norristown on June 12th. In Jenkintown, Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Next up for Garcia is a formal arraignment in Norristown on June 12th. Victims of violent crime in Philadelphia were the focus of a House Judiciary Committee field hearing in the city today. Some families of those who were murdered voicing their frustrations with District Attorney Larry Krasner's policies. KYW's John McDevitt reports lawmakers heard from family members of police officers killed in the line of duty who say not enough is being done to prevent these crimes.
The only way to stop these murders of police officers is to enforce our laws.
Among those testifying was Pauline Fitzgerald, mother of Temple University Police Sergeant Christopher Fitzgerald, who was murdered in the line of duty last year. Her husband, Joel Fitzgerald, wants justice for their son and wants DA Krasner to allow a jury to decide the alleged shooter's fate.
This DA took almost one year, to even take this preliminary hearing for our son's murderer to court.
Terry O'Connor also testified. Her husband, Philadelphia Police SWAT Corporal Jim O'Connor, was shot and killed when serving a murder warrant in 2020.
My husband got up and went to work just to do his job. If our district attorney, prosecutors, and judges did their job, maybe he would still be here today.
The day before the House Judiciary Committee on Thursday, District Attorney Larry Krasner denounced the hearing.
Why is it we got these enemies?
Krasner, joined by crime survivors, exonerees, and faith leaders, said homicides in the city are down 49% in about 2.5 years, and that there's a focus on the needs of witnesses, victims, and survivors. Krasner added those behind the hearing are spreading lies and fear. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Krasner denounced the hearing on Thursday, saying homicides in the city have gone down by 49% in about 2.5 years. A Philadelphia man who mentored children with his own skateboarding club has been sentenced after the court heard from survivors who spoke of the terror and trauma they've endured. KYW's Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson has more.
Rodney Watkins will spend 15 to 30 years in prison after pleading no contest to involuntary deviant sexual intercourse and related sexual assault charges after an emotional hearing. Prosecutors say Watkins, who founded a youth skateboarding club, drove a van around to pick kids up and take them to parks to learn to skateboard. In court, the assistant district attorney said instead of teaching them tricks, he tricked them. Two survivors spoke about their pain and suffering. One said she was just 11 years old in the 90s when Watkins began to groom her, hugging and kissing her, which then she said escalated to having her watch porn with him. He then sexually assaulted her. She spoke about her anxiety and the lack of trust in others and how she's now overprotective of her own three daughters, all because of what he did to her. Another showed empathy for the Watkins family, specifically for his children, but said that he's glad the truth finally came out. The defense said, as a child, Watkins was abused by his mentally ill mother, abandoned by his father, and was sexually abused in middle school. Watkins' family spoke of the man they know, supportive, loving, and encouraging. Judge Lucretia Clemens told them he can be both a loving father and husband, as well as a nightmare to the survivors, adding that she had no doubt Watkins did what he did. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The defense said Watkins was a victim of childhood abuse, while his family spoke of the man they know, supportive, loving, and encouraging. But Judge Lucretia Clemens told them he can be both a loving family member and a nightmare to survivors. Governor Shapiro says his proposed budget includes money for community programs that can curb gun violence. He talked about it this afternoon in West Kensington as we hear from KYW's Mike DiNardo.
Jim Hardy is a teacher who founded the Kensington Soccer Club after one of his students killed another of his students 15 years ago.
When it comes down to it, we all know what our youth desperately need. Our youth are dying for guidance.
The club last year received a $400,000 grant from the state's Violence Intervention and Prevention, or VIP, program. Governor Shapiro is proposing a $37.5 million increase in the program.
This is a moment in our community where we have to think about budgets not just as dollars and cents, but is our statement of priorities and principles.
At a news conference in West Kensington, State Representative Jordan Harris said curbing gun violence means more than hiring police.
We also have to provide real, tangible options for our young people.
The governor says the state has a $14 billion surplus and it can afford to fund efforts such as the VIP program. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The governor says the state has a $14 billion surplus and it can afford to fund efforts like the VIP program. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.